Hi, I'm Peter Alexander, author of the Professional Orchestration Series and Hal Ravel Orchestrated Mother Goose Suite. Music technology has moved to a higher plane for string writing with the release of what are called sample libraries that let a composer easily write for Divisi strings. So here's the question du jour. What the heck is string Divisi? And is it contagious? The answer is, once you've learned what Divisi is and how to use it, it's highly contagious. So let's start with the basics. Divisi is Italian, and it means to divide. Applied to the strings, it means that one or more of its sections are divided into smaller parts. There are three types of strings Divisi: two parts, three parts, and four parts. If the score is marked DIVA2, it means that a specific string section is divided into two parts, and that's the most common Divisi used by composers. Next most common is DIVA3, which means that a specific string section is divided into three parts. Next, and rarely used, is DIVA4, and it means that a specific string section is divided into four parts. For simplicity, we'll apply this to violins 1 to see how it works. Just understand that it also applies to violins 2, violas, cellos, and the basses, since you can divide these sections into smaller parts too. Central to how Divisi is set up on stage is the music stand, also called a desk. Whether on the concert stage or in a recording studio, two string players use the same music stand. If you have 12 first violins, there will be 6 music stands. So if the part is marked DIVA2, it means that the first violins are divided into two smaller sections, each one playing a different note. If a part is marked DIVA3, now it's more difficult to set up. With 12 first violinists, that means the parts have to be assigned to players across 6 music stands. 4 players will each play a different note. And here's where it gets tricky. The concertmaster of the string section, the leader of the strings, has to work out, by individual, by music stand, who plays what note. Following the same thinking, if a part is marked DIVA4 for 12 first violins, then that means that the 4 pitches have to be assigned across 6 music stands, with 1 pitch assigned to 3 different players. Once again, the concertmaster has to work out, by individual, by music stand, who plays which note. Now, when you have a live first violin section with 12 musicians in it, Divisi is easy to work out, because the number 12 is divisible by both 2 and 3. However, for many big budget film scoring sections and many large orchestras, the first violins will have 14 or 16 players. Since neither number is divisible by 3, the concertmaster has to work out, by each individual, by music stand, who will play which note if DIVA3 is used. Now you can understand why DIVA2 is used most often. So let's consider how DIVA2 works in live performance, and this will help us understand the recording of DIVA2 to use in sample libraries. Remember, 2 players share a stand. So from the audience perspective, the player to the left is the outside player, while the player to the right is the inside player. When a part is marked DIVA2, what usually happens is that the player to the left, the outside player, performs the higher note on the part. The player to the right, the inside player, performs the lower pitch. Now, there's a second way to handle this. Remember, in our example, we said that there were 6 music stands for the first violins. So the second technique is to have the players at the front 3 stands perform the higher note, while the players on the back 3 stands play the lower note. The question is, does it make a difference how the Divisi is set up? The answer lies in sound and subtlety, and the person making the final decision is the conductor. Now, there is one other factor, and that's how the strings are seated on stage. There are several standard seating arrangements, but two are most common. The most common from the audience perspective, going left to right, is violins 1, violins 2, violas and cellos, with the basses angled to the right behind the cellos. This is the seating plan used by many sample libraries too. If both groups of violins are Divat 2, this means that you'll hear four-part harmony to the left on stage, and in a stereo system, also to the left. But then there's the other seating arrangement, called the European seating plan. As I read you the setup, try to see it in your imagination. Going left to right, there's violins 1, then, surprise, violas, then cellos, then violins 2 to the far right of the stage. So if both groups of violins are Divat 2, this means that you'll hear four-part harmony stage left and stage right, and in your stereo system in the left and right speakers. For live performance in the concert hall, it's not uncommon for a composer to be thinking about a specific seating arrangement while he's writing. Well, that's certainly a lot of technical information about string divisi, but we're not quite done, because the next question is, why do composers write divisi anyway? The answer is color and sonority. With divisi, you can create rich vertical harmony. You can create mini ensembles within the larger string ensemble, each with its own color and sound. You can even create a double string orchestra, as Vaughan Williams did in Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis, which you heard in the movie Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, starring Russell Crowe. Nor have we considered the kinds of textures available when you mute the strings and divide them. Now, one compositional point about divisi. Don't think that applying divisi writing is for just delicate or lush writing. It certainly can be, but handled correctly, divisi writing creates a big sound. In Aaron Copland's film score for The Red Pony, the strings are written in fifths and sixths and octaves. It's a huge, outdoorsy Western sound. You can hear divisi writing in Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, The Dance of the Young Maidens, which contains hard-edged, pulsing rhythms. In Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, orchestrated by Maurice Ravel, the opening movement, Promenade, uses divisi writing to suggest grandeur and nobility. Now, because of the types of coloration available with divisi, electronically, divisic writing has been the holy grail for composers. That's because you can create a divisi sound using many existing libraries, but it takes hours, sometimes weeks of editing, to get it right. If you write for a living, the time you put into editing a piece electronically is time not spent creating a new work. So the newer libraries designed for divisi writing really are a blessing, because they make it much easier to create divided strings because of how the libraries are recorded and organized. This ease in creation means a composer spends more time writing. And that's important, because professional writers earn income from writing and royalties. If you're not writing, you're not generating material to create royalties. Now, discussing money in music isn't very artistic. But even composers have children who need to go to the dentist or optometrist, and then there are groceries and rent and car payments. In case you're wondering, divisi libraries on the market today do best on the more powerful machines because they're RAM-hungry and CPU-intensive. On a PC, you want at minimum an i7 quad-core CPU, while on the Mac, you'll want a Mac Pro. For either system, a composer needs 12 gigabytes of RAM or more to do their work. Well, that's our overview on divisi. So for this study hall, class dismissed.